Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Ngoba ke Thixo abathembele kuwe bona abaya kudaniswa siyakudumisa Thixo siyakuvuma ekuseni ukuba wenu nguYehova. Cobani kuYehova mhlaba wonke, khonzani uYehova ngomgcobo, nize ebusweni bakhe ngendanduluko zovuyo. Yazini ukuba uYehova unguThixo, nguye osidalileyo asisithi. Thina bantu bakhe negusha zedlelo lakhe, ngenani emasangweni akhe ngokubulela, nasemakhosini akhe ngendumiso. Yibani nokubulela kuye, nidumise igama lakhe, ngokuba elungile uYehova. Ububele bakhe bungonaphakade, nenyaniso yakhe ihleli kwizizukulwana ngezizukulwana. Udumiso malubekho kuye uyise, nakuye unyana, nakuye umoya oyingcwele. Njengokuba kube njalo kwasekuqalekeni, kunjalo nje kaloku kuya kumana kuba njalo kude kube ngonaphakade. Amen. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing, all the earth, sing to the Lord and bless His name. Sing to the Lord, bless His name. Proclaim the good news of His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory amongst the nations, His wonders amongst all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before Him. Strength and beauty are in His sanctuary. Give to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory to His name. Bring an offering and come into His courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before Him, all the earth. Say amongst the nations, the Lord reigns. The world is also firmly established. It shall not be moved. He shall judge the peoples righteously. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and all its fullness. Let the field be joyful and all that is in it. Let then all the trees of the woods will rejoice before the Lord. For He is coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with His truth. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord a new song, all the earth. Sing to the Lord and bless His name. Proclaim the good news of His salvation from day to day.
From your ear, to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.
We want to thank You this morning, King of Glory. We want to honor You. Nini mandla onke, we say, O God, to the hearing of every element of the earth, that indeed you are God. We lift you up this morning, my Father, in the beauty of your holiness. We worship you in the presence, Lord God, of the elders and the 24 elders and the angels, the seraphim, the cherubim. This morning we lift up our hands and we raise our voices unto you, our King and our Father. Lord, we want to establish your lordship here on the earth. Remembering, mighty God, that you have taught us to pray and say, Our Father who art in heaven. We want to declare, Almighty God, this morning that we recognize that heaven is your throne and that earth is your footstool. And as we stand on this teraphim, we stand and we represent our heavenly home, the new Jerusalem, from where we abide and to where we are going. Lord, we want to thank you this morning, Tikowetu, that we do not stand on our own accord, but we stand, Lord God, on the foundation of your instruction that we should offer sacrifices unto you every morning. And so we want to thank you this morning that the sacrifice that you desire, Tikonamantla Onge, is not the blood of bulls and goats, but it is a broken and contrite spirit. Utes Sunilako, a contrite spirit you will not despise. And so this morning, in all humility, meekness, we come before your presence, Tik Onamantla Onge, to lift up your holy name and to raise up, Lord God, the name of the Lord. Little Isulako, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and they are saved this morning. We want to thank you, Tik, that you are the God of the righteous. We want to thank you this morning that you are the God of the lonely. We want to thank you this morning that you are the God of the blind. You are the God of the lame. You are the God of those who have been subjected, Lord God, to obscurity. You are the God of the substituted. You are the God of those who have been taken to the end of the queue. You are the God, Lord God, of those who have been subjected to delay. You are the God this morning of those whose chains are still intact. You are the God this morning of those who are lost in their way. You are the God of those who are discouraged, my Father. You are the God of those who are wounded. You are the God of those who are sick. You are the God this morning of those who seek you. Little Israel, called those who know you must come to you believing that you are, and that you are a rewarder of they that diligently seek you. This morning we are reminded of the scripture, mighty God, where you say in your word that whomsoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. We want to thank you for the grace of salvation this morning, that we do not enter into your presence presumptuously, but we are entering standing on the righteousness of Jesus Christ, through whom we enter into your presence, through whom our very life and activities is reconciled back to you. This morning, as we enter into your presence, we want to acknowledge the grace of the gift of salvation, the grace of the gift of grace itself, which continues to fetch us, Lord God, wherever we are, and bring us back into the place of your glory. So we enter into your presence this morning, Lord, leaving behind what lies behind, but focusing on the mark of the high calling, entering into your glorious presence, mighty God, with thanksgiving in our hearts, and entering into your courts with praise. We want to thank you that today is indeed the day that you have made. We are glad and we rejoice in it this morning, Tikonamanka Onken. We want to thank you, Lord God Almighty, that this day has been given everything, Lord God, that we need. It has been given everything which pertains to life and godliness. And so we want to thank you that this day and this month will not withhold the rain that is due in the season of rain. This day and this month will not withhold whatever is due in way of blessing. It will not withhold the peace of God over our lives. It will not withhold withhold the courage that we need. It will not withhold the encouragement that we need. It will not withhold the faithfulness that we need. Lord, we want to thank you that in your presence there is the fullness of joy and pleasures forevermore. And so we want to thank you as we gaze upon your beauty, that you make wise the simple, O God, because of the wisdom that is found in your presence. And so we lift up holy hands unto you, Jehovah Jireh. You are God, our provider this morning. Jehovah El Elyon, the one who is high and lofty and mighty, the one who is exalted above all things and above all kingdoms, all nations, all creeds, all languages, all tongues, the one who is exalted above all altars this morning, the one who rules and reigns all by himself, eternal God, the one who is, who was and is to come, the same yesterday, today, and every other day, our eternal God, the one in whom life never ceases, our eternal God, the one whose kingdom never comes to an end. Oh, we want to praise you this morning. This morning, the Lord who is more than enough. This morning, ulungile shama, you are God in our midst. For unto us a son is born, for unto us a child is given. My Father, we want to thank you that the government shall be on his shoulders. We want to thank you that he shall rule righteously. We want to thank you this morning that the child took away to extended his life on earth, and he was honored when he gave his life, Lord God, as a sacrificial offering and a sign of your love for the earth. And we want to thank you that his glory shall never cease. We want to thank you that we who have died in him have also been resurrected with him. And so we want to thank you that as we confess our allegiance to Jesus Christ, confessing that he is indeed our Lord and Savior, we are not afraid of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are not ashamed of this gospel, for it is power unto us who believe. We want to thank you this morning, King of Glory, that you have called us, mighty God, out of the darkness into this marvelous light. And so we want to thank you today, that this Christ is also our Savior. He is also the firstborn of all who believe. He is the head of the church this morning. He is the one who continues to make intercession for those who have believed in him. He continues to wash the church with his word. We want to thank you this morning, that he has not left us as orphans, but he has gone ahead of us to prepare the way. And this morning we want to thank you that we can rejoice and understand and tap into the kingdom from where we come from through the power of the Holy Spirit that is at work in our lives. We want to thank you this morning that this is the same power, mighty God, that was able to perform signs and wonders. And so we want to thank you this morning for the grace of signs and wonders. In the book of Mark, chapter 5, Bazalwane, verse 25, now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse when she heard about Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we want to thank you this morning that the voice, Lord God, of the prophets, of the evangelists, is going out all over the world this morning to talk about Jesus, for we are not ashamed of this gospel. It is power to us who believe, that those who hear your word, they shall tarry on towards the throne of grace, and they will approach you boldly with confidence to receive mercy in their time of need. We want to thank you that we will not be silenced. We will not be silenced, mighty God, in the morning. We will not be silent in the noonday. We will not be silent in the evening. We will not be silent at the break of dawn. We shall raise up our voices to declare that you alone are God, that you alone are able to save, that you alone are coming back again to judge the quick and the dead. This morning we want to thank you, Tikoweto Lungileyo, Litili Swilako. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. Oh God, we want to thank you this morning that as we continue as your church to take your word to across the nations throughout the world, that there are some who will come and touch your garment. We want to thank you at the beginning of this new month as we prepare ourselves to remind ourselves of the great Passover, the time when you declared the salvation of your firstborn nation, the nation of Israel, whom we continue to pray for, whose peace we continue to contend for. Lord, we want to thank you this morning that as we remind ourselves of these truths, that Lord, you shall remind us of your power, that indeed, O God, you shall remind us of your glorious, miraculous working and wonders. So we want to thank you, Tikoweto Lungileyo, that those who know they are God, they shall arise and do mighty exploits. We want to thank you for a month of mighty exploits. We want to thank you for a month of touching your garment. She said, for she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. Immediately, no more delay in the name of Jesus. Immediately, in the name of Jesus, the Bible tells us the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, who touched my clothes? Oh, hallelujah, Jesus, we want to thank you this morning that, Lord, you are infusing us a new grace, a new strength, a new power, that we will be able to touch the hem of your garment, that situations that physicians have not been able to deal with are healed in your presence, that situations that deliverance pastors have not been able to deal with are dealt with in your presence. Those who know they are God, they shall arise and do mighty exploits. We want to thank you this morning for a month of mighty exploits in Jesus' name. Otis, signs and wonders shall follow those who believe. And so we want to thank you for the renewal of our faith. We want to thank you for the exodus out of darkness into your marvelous light, O God. And we thank you to go to, like you spoke to Zerubbabel, or to say to Zerubbabel, what shall become of this mountain? For here it is not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord, that these mountains shall be removed. Lord, we want to thank you today that you are removing the mountain of resistance against the gospel. You are removing the mountain of resistance against the things of God. You are removing the mountain of resistance against obedience. You are removing the mountain of resistance against a lack of discernment. You are removing the mountain of resistance, O God, against the perfect will of God for our lives. We want to thank you this morning that we shall be settled in the knowledge of our God. We shall be settled in the knowledge of our God. We shall be settled in the knowledge of our God. We shall seek not after silver and gold, because all of these things belong to God. But today we receive the power, the uncommon power to break through barriers of limitation, the uncommon power to break through barriers of a lack of understanding, to walk in the light and to live in it and to stand in it while there is still time. Lord, we want to thank you this morning that you are declaring to Zion, as we lift up our prayers for Jerusalem, as we lift up our prayers for your holy city, as we lift up our prayers for the city where there shall be no day nor night, as we lift up our prayers today in the presence of the holy gathering, as we lift up our prayers today, not to the mountain that is made by hands of men, and not to the blackness and darkness of the tempest, but to the sound of the trumpet. Lord, we are lifting up our hands today, and our voices take away to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, the innumerable company of angels, the general assembly and the church of the firstborn. Oh God, who are registered, hallelujah, in heaven, to God the church of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator this morning of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Hallelujah. We are lifting up our voices and our hands this morning, declaring indeed that you are still God. You are God in the church the same way you are God. Oh, nalili swila ko nazi tiko letu isbongo zetu. Sisi tisiabule langenyangencha. We thank you, O God, that the gates of this month are now open in the name of Jesus. We want to declare it, tikona mandla onke, on this altar, that this month, mighty God, for all who believe, we are not ashamed of the gospel, that Lord God, in this month we shall believe you, that miracles, signs and wonders shall follow us who believe, that rivers of living water shall flow from our bellies, that we shall go out and do mighty exploits, that we shall go out and do greater things than these that Christ our Lord have done, because we believe that indeed, Lord God, in this month you are reviving the church back, Lord God, into action. You are releasing those who have been waiting faithfully into your service. You are opening up doors of opportunities for the gospel. You are opening up doors of opportunities for your marketplace priest. You are causing the eyes of the blind to open. You are causing those who could not here to hear. You are fetching tickle to those who have been lost, and you are making the path clear. Oh, glory be to Jesus this morning. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord in this month is a strong tower. It is the only weapon that we have been given. Liyintonga igama lika Yesu Christu lingumbosongo ngwele igama lika Yesu Christu. We want to thank you for your word as a weapon, Lord God, of our warfare. We want to thank you this morning that at the sound of your word, mighty cedars of Lebanon shall fall apart and bow down before you. Imi cedara ya Lebanon iyakhabi yakhahlela kuwe xa kuthethe izwi lakho bawo. Siyabulela ubeli izwi lisoloko lithetha liyeke ekuseni. Thixo mkhadeshi, siyakubulela, siyakungangamshelisa Thixo. Oh, siyakuqama gwini sabawo, sithi amakhu bayethe ngonyama yesixeko sakwaYuda, bayethe wena rharhama kubonakale, bayethe kuseni Thixo olunge kakhulu, bayethe Nkosi yamakhosi, bayethe Nkosi yamakhosi ekuseni, bayete mwele ye mwele, bayete tiko, bayete, oh, bayete Nkosi yamakhosi, bayete kuseni, ah, bayete.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Erebal. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. My family, 36 after 5 is your time. We are still declaring the word of the Lord. First Sunday, new month. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 14. Sing, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away your judgments. Hallelujah. He has cast out your enemy in the name of Jesus, the King of Israel. The Lord is in your midst. You shall see disaster no more. In the day it shall be said to Jerusalem, do not fear. Zion, let not your hands be weak. Lord, the Lord your God is in your midst. The mighty one will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. I will gather those who sorrow over the appointed assembly who are amongst you, to whom its reproach is a burden. Behold, at that time I will deal with all who afflict you. I will save the lame. Hallelujah. And gather those who were driven out. I will appoint them for praise and fame in every land where they were put to shame. At that time I will bring you back, even at that time I gather you. For I will give you fame and praise amongst all the peoples of the earth when I return your captives before your eyes, says the Lord our God. This morning we continue to praise and give glory unto his name. Hallelujah. Oh, siyabulela bawo. Oh, Jesus.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM Sounds of Life.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer at radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Anybody believe that today? Oh, I need one person who believe that today.
Oh, he is El Shaddai indeed this morning, my family. 12 minutes before the top of the hour. On the other side of 6 o'clock, you know how it goes. We continue to take your calls on 012-334-1322. And we take time to subject ourselves to teaching this morning. And crossing over to Utatawe, to Professor Vuyani Ntintili this morning, my family. Good morning to you. It's Radio pulpit, in case you were just station hopping and you landed on this station. It is Radio Pulpit indeed. We welcome you with love. Very first Sunday of the month of March, by the way. So if it is your birthday in this month, we want to say to you happy birthday. And if whatever it is that's happening for you in this month, we want to celebrate with you. We want to honor and glorify the Lord our God together with you this morning, my family. I just want to say to somebody, you are loved. You are loved so much this morning. You know, the issue of God's love, it keeps growing day by day, maturing day by day. And I realize one thing as I speak right now, you know, the Lord is just teaching me that the reason why that love is growing, it is because one day I opened up my heart and I received the love of God. It's possible, Basalani, to walk with God and not know His love because your heart is still, you know, congested with thorns. It's congested with hurt. It's broken. You know, there comes a time in the life of a child of God where you need to exchange your heart of stone for the heart of flesh that God has in store for you when you believe. So I pray this morning that that exchange will happen for you so you may start experiencing the love of God. You know, it's possible, but to walk with God, to work with God, to work for God and not know His love because of all the things that we go through. But today I pray for a divine touch over somebody's life, that your script may be changed today, that a new page may be opened for your love. And that is the page of the love of God that Zephaniah is speaking about when he says the Lord will rejoice over you with gladness this morning. This is the heart of God for your life, and this heart of God stands, Basalwane. It's just that when you don't know that this is the heart of God, it is very difficult to accept it. And so I pray with all my heart that this morning this will be indeed your reality. We take your calls in just a moment. I see the lines are buzzing, or rather somebody's trying to call on 012-334-1322. So we are reading the word of God from the second epistle. I beg your pardon, Barcelona. Someone is trying to call. Ah, there we go. So it's not that the lines are buzzing, but somebody is trying to call. And we'll take your calls in just a couple of minutes. Just a couple of minutes. I want to read this book this morning, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Jesus Christ, and the things that you have heard from me amongst many witnesses. Commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Number 3, this is where we are focusing on. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowded unless he competes according to the rules. Hallelujah. Verse 6, Basalwane, the hard-working farmer must be first to partake of the crops. Consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things. This is the word that we are establishing for the blessing of the month. In this month, Barcelona, number one, no one engaged in warfare entangles himself in the affairs of this world, so that he may be pleasing to him who enlisted him as a soldier. Number two, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. Another version says, you know, in a race, there is only one winner, but that winner only wins if he competes according to the requirements of the race. Hallelujah. Banwele. So it's one thing to win. It's another to win, because you are winning according, you have been running according to the requirements of the race. Number 3, verse 2, and And Numbers 3 verse 3, you therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of the Lord. I don't want not to mention that bazalwane, this gospel betunana, it is, or rather the kingdom of God, it's not a matter of eating or drinking, but righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's why the Bible says, man, Jesus, when he was faced with hardship, that revelation came out of him. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Is God not a supplier? Absolutely, he's a supplier. Shall God not feed us? Absolutely, he will feed us, because he gives seed to the sower, but he also gives bread to the eater. But if hardship should come, let us understand that we endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Today we are praying for miracles, Barcelona. We are praying that we experience the miraculous power of the working of our God, that we experience the signs and wonders that shall follow all who believe, that rivers of living water will flow. We are wanting to believe for the grace of the gospel, open doors. Otu Paulo Sikuma Corinth, a great door of opportunity has opened here in Ephesus, in a place at that time where the church had not yet been fully established. Uti, a great opportunity, a great door of opportunity has opened, and yet the problem is that there's opposition. So I pray in the name of Jesus that in this month you will rise above opposition. The Bible says when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will lift up the spirit against them in flight. I pray that you will rise up against opposition. Let those doors of opportunity not pass you by. Let those doors of opportunity be your testimony of yesterday. Let them be a testimony in your future in the name of Jesus. Bazalwane, we pray for the grace of utterance. We pray for discernment. We pray for the ability to know and to understand and to discern the will of God. Little as we look at 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 6. Let me just read it very quickly. The hard-working farmer must be the first to partake, hallelujah, of the crops. Glory be to Jesus. May what you sow, the good seeds, be reaped by you in this month in Jesus' name. Consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things. We pray for understanding, Bazalwane, in all things. We pray for understanding in the name of Jesus this month. Glory be to Jesus. It is 4 minutes before the top of the hour. We are now crossing over into a place of praise. We are now asking the Lord that, Lord, kaukubengo tiko wethu siyakudumisa tiko siyakuvuma ekuseni ukuba wena unguYehova. We are taking your calls on 012-334-1322 this morning. Kasisathi tiko uthando lwakho lungaka bawo sijonge kulo sibona lona sithanda lona tiko wethu siphakamisa lona ngegama lika Yesu Kristu. Siteng sifapano khajeno siteng sifapano. Hallelujah.
Sifapano.
Yes, Lord. Siteng sifabano. Glory be to Jesus. Radio Pulpit, good morning.
Good morning, family. Good morning, Sister Enda.
Ah, good morning, Tata Mekseni. Blessed new month.
Siyambonga uThixo.
Amen. Amen. Tata Masimvu ba. Uthini Tata Lotho bawo?
Ndimamele na last week. Radio Pulpit, you know, Ian Busisa.
Amen.
Namisa, the sacred of Kulega, the Ibega, Radio Pulpit, and family, Abu Babunkosi, and everybody, all the participants, Abu Babunkintili. The Lord has impressed this word to me. It's in Ezekiel 22, verses 29 and 30.
Amen, Dad. Amen.
bengicela ukuthi ungifundele yona ngoba it's in accordance to noma ukukhuleka very strongly. I was really touched ukuthi I must share this word.
Amen, Tata. Amen. We bless the Lord. We thank God for ilizwi lakhe bazalwane. Ezekiel chapter 22 verse 29 and 30. The people of the land, by war have used oppressions, committed robbery, and mistreated the poor and needy, and they wrongfully oppressed the stranger. Oh God, so I sought for a man amongst them, hallelujah, who would make a wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found no one. Ah, Nkosi,
Yes, Sister Ayanda, and it's been in my heart when I think this land. Kukhona songs today where they say Africa back to God.
Amen.
And men like Nicholas Pengu, man, you know, who said back to God, but Kala inkonzo, but back to God. But I'm sure he knows about all this.
Absolutely, Dad.
And so that man, you know, ibandla ukulivuke and likhuleke. And you know, I was so touched the way uNkulunkulu akulide ngakhona, the way you prayed this morning, you know, and then I felt in my heart that I got to share this.
Amen, Tata.
People like Nicholas Bengu, Reynald Bonke, Nicholas Bengu even buried a child. Eshonelo inkosikazi buried a child when he went to preach the gospel on ngoba umntwana ngesuitcase. And the people who are so burdened with the gospel, and it's time that, you know, even right now, you know, with this shake up with this Ukraine thing, and when we read the word, we don't even realize that these are the last days, you know. When it talks about Russia in the word of God is about it's something to do about Gog and Magog. And we know that now we are really in the last days, and God is shaking up this thing. The Lord is coming back, and we need to have people who are prayerful. We thank you for mothers, Abakulegai.
Njalo, Tata. Amen.
Yes, I can feel it, Ukuti, you know, even when all these things are happening, there's a lot of mothers praying, and I encourage Abazalwane, Abu Mama, Ukuti. Their prayer, they are not in vain, just Ayanda. In the name of Jesus. And that's all that I just wanted to share. Men like Abo Reynald Bonke, they were so, they had Africa in their heart.
Amen, amen.
You know, Abo Mfundi Zuduma, you know, the late pastor. And many more others,
hey,
you know.
Oh, Babu Ngidi, hey, Nkosiyam, oh.
Yes.
We hear what the Lord is saying to us. Bless you so much, Tatu Lord. Amen. Tatu Lord, this morning, my family coming through the word that is laid in his heart this morning, Ezekiel 22, verse 29 and 30. Uthixo uyathetha bethunana, uthethe kakhulu uThixo nathi last week, and I'm sure he continues to speak. You know, bazalwane, the people of the land have used oppression, committed robbery, and mistreated the poor and needy, and they wrongfully oppressed the stranger. So I sought for a man amongst them who would make a wall, Nkosiyam, and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found no one. May the Lord find us this morning. Bangwele, may the Lord find us in Jesus' name. May we be found, you know, with our hands up saying, Lord, I will go. I will go. I will go for you. May the Lord truly find us this morning. It is my prayer. And Dad, we want to thank you that you continue to remind us of your heart. It is not your heart this morning, my Father, that we should oppress. It is not your heart that we should commit robbery. It is not your heart that we should oppress and mistreat the poor and the needy and wrongfully oppress the stranger. It is not your heart. So we repent, we acknowledge our sin as a nation, maybe even as a continent, my Father, and we ask you, teach us to do better. Lord, give us the ability and the hunger to thirst for righteousness so that we may be filled, Almighty God. You say in your word, we will be measured. The measuring stick of Jerusalem is righteousness and justice. Lord, give us the burden for justice this morning and help us, Lord God, that when our hands have been lifted up to say, here we are, we shall go, that we will not turn back on our promises. Lord, we want to thank you this morning. Provider, sufficient provider. You are the sufficient provider of everything we need, even the things and the tooling that we need in order to fulfill our promises to you. We thank you this morning in Jesus' mighty name. Bazalwane sifabano siteng sifabano amadodana asewisile. This is the junior choir. Glory be to Jesus. We're taking your calls on 012-334-1322, and it's 4 minutes after six.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
Faith, hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Morning, Ayanda and family of Radio Pulpit. You are talking to Pindile. We thank you, Sis Ayanda, to remind us with the woman of the age of blood. We thank you. Siabonga. As we are facing Passover, we need more evangelists to go and preach the resurrection of God. We thank you, Father God. Ngunkulunkulu babe kuseni. Waye kone manthulu umhlabo ngakabibikho. Baba siyabonga ekuseni. Sithi bayede. Dzulu yemfihlakalo sithi bayede. Dota yempi. Lord, we are halalela uthembakele Nkosi ekuseni. You said on your word, call upon to me, my God. Ke gama lika Jesu wase Nazaretha. Siyakubiza ke Nkosi Jesu. This is the day you have made for us to go and worship you, my God. We thank you, Father God. Egameni lika Jesu wase Nazaretha. Nkulunkulu ungahluleki. Uthembakele Nkosi Jesu. You said on your ways, Ungu Jehovah, ongalala, ongawozeli. Siyabonga ekuseni, ngegama lika Jesu wase Nazaretha, halikhelinye ithemba lethu. Baba sithembe wena ekuseni, ngegama lika Jesu wase Nazaretha, riyanda bakhanda, riyanda bakhasiyanda. We thank you, Spirit of the Living God. Ungwele Baba, we are holy. You said we must be holy too. Riendebe sitha riyakhabasiyanda. Siyabonga ekuseni. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for this platform. Egameni lika Jesu wase Nazaretha. Nkulunkulu ungahluleki. I was sharing with the word yesterday. That was on Numeri chapter 13. The spy Moses sent the spy, and they came to him with a bad report. Which report are you hearing? We need to be like Caleb. Caleb was very bold. He listened to those with the spirit that was negative. That the people there, they are big, they are strong. They didn't see that the place is full of honey, it's full of milk. They see the negative. Let us have the spirit of Caleb. In the name of Jesus. Riyande bakanda se bonga bapeksin. Kulungkulunga kulik. Kenalela, nkosu Jesu to our country. Tezwin lako, kutimoti. Siba kulegeli. Ke kamalga Jesu wase Nazareta. Nangura maposa, na iparlamende. Ke kamalga Jesu. In the name of Jesus. Ke kamalga Jesu wase Nazareta. Si kulegelu kutulezwen letu. Rondo wokende riyanda basita. In the name of Jesus. Ke kamalga Jesu wase Nazareta. Tembagele your way to be praised. Sazozwi zilakho Nkosi Jesu. Enkonzweni Nkosi Jesu. Sikhulekele ukuzwa wena. Your will. Let your will be done on this earth as it is done on heaven, my God. Moya ngcwele Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we need you more than ever. Riandabasianda, riandabakanda. In the name of Jesus. We are praying, Father God, to those who are sick. In the name of Jesus, emotionally and spiritually. You said you are our healer. Jehovah Rasha, Jehovah Tekei, Jehovah Shama. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Spirit of the Living God. Said you are a spirit, my God. Those who worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. We need your wisdom more than ever. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Sure. Wow. Wow. Says Pintile. We bless the Lord. Bawo siyabulela. Siyabulela. Sekubulelwe Thixo ngomama nentombi. Father, we thank you. We are hearing what you are saying to us through our sister. Usisiphindile namhlanje ekuseni Thixo wethu. We thank you for a fresh burden on evangelists, Lord God, and the grace, Lord God, of evangelists to go out and truly preach the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We must flee all of the things that keep us bound into the desires of our flesh, but we must pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness, fight the good fight of faith, and lay hold on eternal life, ah my God, to which we were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Hallelujah. This is 1 Timothy, Barcelona, chapter 6, verse 11, verse 13. I urge you in the sight of God who gives life to all things, and before Jesus Christ, to witness the good confession before Pontius Pilate, that you will keep this command without spot, blameless, until our Lord Jesus Christ appearing, which he will manifest, which he will manifest in his own time. He who is the blessed and the only potentate, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, dwelling in unapproachable light, my goodness, whom no man has seen or can see, to whom be honor and everlasting power. Hallelujah. This morning, Barcelona, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 11, all the way to verse 16. We bless the Lord. And so we are going to cross over now to Utata Untintili. 14 minutes after 6 is our time. Basalwane, we continue to take your calls on 012-334-1322. Otherwise, your voice notes on 082-657-2729. And by the way, super mighty congratulations to Pastor Sipoga Zibuwa. Last night, we were out at her birthday celebration as well as her book launch, and the title of her book is How I Got My Shine. And you know, as she was explaining, you know what she means by shine. She was explaining that when the Lord redeemed her from the world into his service, he started explaining that for a child of God, the word shine means being full. It means the fullness of God, means being content in his presence, means not giving up when things seem tight, means fighting the good, the fight the good fight of faith and holding on to eternal life. It means shining for God. It does not mean money. It does not mean all of those things. Are all of those things embedded in the fullness of God? Hallelujah. But even when you have them, we deliberately deny ourselves and the need to be celebrated, be exalted in order for Christ to be exalted in our lives. It was a very powerful explanation, and I urge all of you, my family, go out and get that incredible installation. Pastor Sipoga Zibuwa, whom you hear during the week, I think it's the 5 a.m. prayers together with Bud Godfrey Mwabi, and it is absolutely a pleasure for us to celebrate the goodness of the Lord where the church is able to give birth in the midst of a pandemic. Bazalwane, siyambule lubawo, that the womb of the church is indeed open to receive. And so in that sense, it is important, Basalwane, that we understand the times and the seasons. If if the womb is open, then we must be careful what it is that we conceive. Today, Otutiko, he's been looking for a man. I sought for a man amongst them who would make a wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found no one. But this morning, it is my prayer, as the Lord has led us into prayer, that we would touch the hem of the of his garment, that power would flow again from the throne into the church, and that we would become evangelists for the deliverance, the power, and the glory of our God. 17 after 6 is your time.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer at radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564, or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Berger, Esti Geldenhuys, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.